This is Ted Kennedy. Construction firms are violating the letter and the spirit of the labor laws by making an illegitimate end run around legitimate collective bargaining agreements. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, construction workers deserve the same protection as workers in any other industry, but they're not getting it because construction firms have found a way to evade the law and avoid their obligations under collective bargaining contracts. The practice is called double-breasting. A firm that wants to break its union contract simply starts a second non-union operation and then channels work to the carbon copy. It's a sham and a scam, Bob. Yet the National Labor Relations Board buckled to right-wing pressure and acquiesced in these union-busting tactics. If the board won't stop the double-breasting, Bob, Congress should. Legislation to do just that has passed the House of Representatives, and the Senate will act soon. Which side are you on, Bob, the workers or the double-breasters?
Ted, I know the special interests are really breathing down your neck on this one. The law already protects collective bargaining and the right to organize, and Bob Dole is squarely behind those guarantees. But I'm also behind the idea that men and women have a right to work with or without a union. Ted, that's not union busting. That's America. Ted, the 50 states, their workers, and their businessmen and women should determine their own future, not big government or not big labor. The bottom line is, we need to save American jobs and to keep industry from being driven overseas. As I travel the campaign trail, the people seem to agree with me, Ted. The best recipe for America, for our workers and everybody else, is a booming economy. That means no big deficits and no big taxes.
This is Senator Bob Dole. If you're fed up with soft-on-crime justice, then President Reagan's new Supreme Court nomination is for you. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.